Hello and welcome to Authentic Truths in Addiction. My name is Lisa Wenninger. Come along as I share my journey through the life of addiction from the perspective of a mother. This is true life, authentic, raw, and real. There are struggles where faith and the world collide, and only parents in this situation can understand. I hope to help explain it to everyone else. Thank you, and I hope this helps. Okay, listen to this. Those living in addiction are alive, but they're not living. Don't follow them into that scenario. Yes, I know that sounds harsh, and the truth often is. I chased addiction for multiple years. I thought I was fighting for my loved ones, and I was. However, my fight was pointless because I could not be their decision maker. I had no control of their thoughts, choices, or actions. Their minds. If love alone could redirect the painful journey of chronic substance use, this path would never exist. Satan loves addiction. It is an open invitation for sin, and sin is separation from God. It imprisons the addict in lies of pleasure, guilt, fear, and shame. And if not careful, will hold loved ones with the same. The further one falls into destruction, the less life they live, because the only thing that matters is their drug or drugs of choice. It will change everything. Many parents become obsessed with saving their child. It only makes sense. Like me, they run down addiction while it only laughs in their face until it's all that matters. You deserve to live. It's going to feel wrong, and Satan will deploy his tactics with guilt, blame, shame, and fear. It's all he exists to do. Your thoughts will run you over. How can I go out to eat when she's homeless with no food? How can I sleep in this warm house when she's sleeping on a cold street? How can I laugh when they're lost? Is she dead or alive? Am I right or wrong? Am I making mistakes? Should I search for her? Should I report her missing? Will I regret my decisions? Do I follow until she chooses help? And on. You have to change your thoughts. Thoughts and feelings don't make up our reality. I know this goes against the grain of society, but they don't. The real story is you've probably tried everything within your power, which is limited in their addiction. You've probably supported addiction far more than you support your child. That's because the traditional ideas of support when someone is struggling is to do something. It's the human way. But in addiction, doing something fuels the behaviors and accommodates continued use. It's a deadly cycle that can lead to fatal use for them, and life-stopping mental and physical burnout for you. The hardest step you'll take is the first one in the opposite direction. And you'll turn back occasionally. One day it will click. When you turn back, you're living the same chaos, except you made the choice to enter it again. Eventually, you'll realize the power of choice applies to you, too. You're either living or you're not. We all have the power to say enough, no matter which side of addiction you're on. We all deserve to live beyond the simple breath we take to be alive. Living won't change your love. Nothing ever will.
Thank
Thank you for joining me today. Please leave a comment below and tell me how this topic impacts your life. You can email me at lisa@authentictruths.com anytime or reach out right here. Share this episode to help others understand and bring awareness to the family struggles through addiction. Thank you.